I'm really enjoying him right now in this part of life. He goes, it doesn't compare. It doesn't compare. And he said, I love you like that, except perfectly, unconditionally, and with the intensity that only I possess. And I laid there on that floor, and I started weeping. And I started weeping. And I started weeping. I could not. I cried for over an hour. I'm sure I looked really awesome. And I realize it's now 9:30 and people are coming into church, and the intensity of my sobbing hadn't diminished, it actually increased. I'm just now, you know, there's just like this giant wet slobber pool that I'm laying in. And I drag myself up off the floor and I go back to the office because I didn't know what else to do in the back office, and our pastor was in there, and he was like, hey man, what's going on? And I'm like, God loves me so much. And that was all I could do, and I just cried and cried. But that day, that encounter, that moment put something in me that I carry to this day, that we do not comprehend. God used the best example in the moment for my day, for that life, and still to this day, I marvel at the love of God. I encourage you, ask him what his example to you is. I encourage you, say, God, I want to know this love. Lord, is there more? I promise you there's more. But I challenge you to ask him to show you the more, because he will. And it changes everything. It changes everything. The love of God revealed in a fresh new way will change your attitude, your perspective, your hope, your identity. So much about us that can be rightfully established if we'll give ourselves to knowing this simple truth about how much God loves us. I have loved you with an everlasting love, an unconditional love, a love that transcends human existence, because it didn't come from the hearts of men. It comes from the heart of God, agape love. And it's ours to live in, to revel in, and to experience in a new way anytime and every time we ask him to show it to us. Amen. Stand with me if you will.